A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, we're not. But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But please remember, we're not experts. We're just podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Dori, before we get to our voicemail number, I wanted to share a text that a listener sent us where they edited that little part of our intro, and they essentially told us they literally just said, I think they just copied and pasted what they wanted to say. They want us to say, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts, not we're just podcast hosts, which I thought was a very good note. Because there's an insinuated self-deprecation with the just.
It's true.
So we're podcast hosts.
We are.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. And our email, where you can also send us a voice memo, is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Please do follow us on Twitter, even though we don't tweet very much, at forever35pod, on Instagram, where we do gram it up quite frequently, at forever35podcast.
We gram it hard. Yeah,
we do. And you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast, where the password is serums. We also have a brand new relaunched Forever 35 newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter, where you can sign up for it. So please do that. It's a lot of fun. We're enjoying doing it. You'll enjoy reading it.
Get in there.
Get into it.
All right. Speaking of getting into things.
Yes.
You are having hashtag feelings about your post-lockdown wardrobe, and I would like to hear more, because I am feeling and noticing this kind of like reemergence of like what style means and how we express ourselves and how we feel good in our clothes as we begin to reconsider returning to the world of interacting with others. So what's going on?
Yeah, so you know, I feel like I've touched on this a little bit before, but after, you know, a year plus of mostly wearing sweatpants, leggings, etc., and being fine with that, I've started slowly going out into the world a little bit more and realizing that, like, I do want to wear quote-unquote real clothes. But then looking in my closet and not being thrilled with the things that are in front of me Now, part of this, I think, is because I've gotten rid of so many clothes. Like, I may have overcompensated.
Oh, interesting.
Like, there's nothing in particular that I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have sold that shirt. But I am like, huh, did I get rid of too much stuff? Like, I don't know. Because now, as I'm going back and, like, thinking about just trying to think about buying new stuff, I'm wondering, is the stuff I'm buying basically the same as the stuff I got rid of?
Oh, boy. Like, you're just reinventing the wheel a little bit?
Yes. Yes.
Fascinating.
Exactly. So I'm struggling with that a little bit. And also, I realize these are not, you know, earth-shattering problems.
They're exceptional
problems.
I just want to preface
all of this by saying that. So let me acknowledge that. But I just, you know, I think this is just something that's been on my mind lately. I'm going to talk about it. And I just feel like as I kind of peruse online the shopping options, the options seem to be like dress in some kind of like formless earth tone linen sack, which like I love a linen sack, but those are mostly the things that I've kept. So I feel like I have a lot of linen sacks or like viscose florals. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. It's either like some sort of kind of like, I don't want to use the word peasant because that seems offensive, but a peasanty dress, like a wistful, like walk through a field in your floral summer dress.
Yeah.
Outfit,
and like, right? Again, not necessarily opposed to those either, but I feel like I went through a phase of wearing a lot of floral shirts. In
great office wear.
And now as I look at these shirts, I'm like, wait, am I just buying the same shirts that I used to own?
Well, is that bad?
I don't know, Kate. I don't know. That's my question. I don't know. So I don't know. I also feel like I haven't been out in the world that much. I'm like, what are people wearing? I don't know. Not that I need to wear what other people are wearing, but I'm just sort of like, what is fashion?
I feel that deeply.
You know?
Yeah. I do know.
So I don't know. I'm putting this out there because A, I'm wondering if anyone else is struggling with this. And B, what are you buying? What are you buying? I need to know.
I'm buying some dresses.
Yes, So here's what I've done. I've bought a couple things from like fast fashion places.
Okay.
Because I'm just not sure if like these are styles that I want to spend, you know, a lot of money on from somewhere that's possibly more like ethical and sustainable. So I'm like testing the waters. So I ordered some stuff, but I haven't gotten it yet. But yeah, I'm like, dresses, I guess? I don't know. I don't know, Kate. I don't know. I'm at a real impasse here with myself.
Well, you know, I think we talked about how not really interacting with people or going out in the world, like to a store or to a conference or a movie, means you don't see how people are dressing. You don't absorb street style or other people's style, or like, you know, and I know we can absorb it on social media or in a magazine or however, but you know, oftentimes right now stuff we see on social media is so curated that truly it's more exciting to see what people are wearing just out and about.
Yes.
And that's not happening, so it is a little confusing. And then also I do think, and I'm definitely struggling with this part of things, is like the people who really influence fashion are young, are like 20, which is great. And I really love the culture of youth and fashion and style and seeing how younger people are changing things in that way. That being said, I am not going to dress like a 20-year-old.
No.
I'm excited to dress like a 42-year-old woman. Like,
yes.
That thrills me. I love my age, and I want, and also fashion isn't defined by age, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't look at like cool teen TikTokers or 20-year-old TikTokers and feel like, oh, that resonates with me. I love it on them.
Totally.
But like, it's not me. So I also think I would love to find more people my age and body shape. Mm-hmm. And I did mention, you know what, we cut it, but two people I do really love is a friend of mine, Charlotte Zoller, who is at Near and Char on Instagram. She's a great fashion blogger to follow. And I also follow Natalie It Means Nice. They're friends and they're doing a really fun fashion challenge right now. And so I'm enjoying, like, they feel like people I can follow along with. But I'm also very confused about, like, who do I want to look to for inspiration?
Yes. I don't know.
And also, I have to say, Dory, as much as I like the aesthetic, like, I think I'm tired of the, like, beach wave, giant straw hat, billowy earth tone linen dress look. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I thought you were going somewhere else because I associate the beach wave straw hat look with a different type of dress, but I know what you mean. I also resent that look because as someone with a very large head, I've never been able to find a cool straw hat that has fit me. So I was never able to participate in that trend. Thank you very much. It's fine. I'm not bitter.
I think what I am leaning toward is brighter colors, more fun and joy in fashion. Like, I think I went through a real, like, neutral phase. And
yes,
now I'm kind of feeling like I want to fucking get out there.
Same.
And,
yes.
And weird it up a little bit out of my comfort zone.
I think that's how I'm feeling too. I think that's what I meant when I, like, the whole, like, earth tone, linen, blah, 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 just feels like a little drab to me. And maybe you're right. Maybe after a year in lockdown, we're all ready to kind of, like, celebrate a little bit more. Not that things are over, but
no, but there is also,
it feels more hopeful than it has in a while.
And I also think that coming out of or coming through this kind of collective trauma, you do grapple with the fact that mortality is very real, right? Like, we
totally
get one shot at this, and it is very random that we still get to be here, you know? And
yeah.
So it is kind of a reminder of, like, you don't, like, and I'm a person who always plays it very safe with how I express myself visually. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a reminder of, like, we have one chance to have fun with this stuff. You know? So
great.
It makes me appreciate that we have the ability to express ourselves with our clothes and our fashion. And maybe it's time for, like, big prints. Maybe we go big, Dory.
I mean,
and not that we have to do it be the same, but, you know, I do feel like our aesthetic is similar.
Let's twin.
That could be fun.
Let's get matching outfits.
We are, like, you know, you're what, like, 5 inches shorter than me?
Mm-hmm.
How tall are you? 5'4"?
I'm 5'6". Thank you very much.
Oh, you're tall. Okay, so
excuse
4 inches shorter.
You.
So we don't look like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger and twins, essentially. We aren't that height
difference. No, we don't. Wow.
When you're tall, it's hard to understand other people's heights.
I get that. Yes, I get that.
Because
I guess as someone who is, like, in the sort of, like, average range of height, everyone seems around my height. And so I kind of only notice when people are, like, much shorter or much taller.
I hear you. I was not trying to insinuate anything about your body size.
I mean, and look, if I were much shorter than you, that would be fine. I'm just not.
That's all right. You're 4 inches shorter. That's not a lot.
4 inches shorter.
Dory, before we take a break, I did want to mention, kind of in the spirit of the reemergence into the world, that I walked into a Sephora recently.
Yeah. Tell me everything. How did this come about?
So my family in the past year has been trying to, when it felt safe to get out of the house and like beaches opened again here in California, we would like do on Saturdays, kind of do a family adventure. And often it would be like going to a tide pool, going on a hike, like driving to see the snow, going on a long bike ride and getting, or like driving way far out into the valley to get donuts from a cool donut place. I mean, we just were trying to come up with stuff to do because a lot of stuff is closed.
Of course.
So as stuff is kind of reopening and cases are dropping and more people are getting vaccinated, we have ventured out to eat outside a couple times. And this weekend we went to City Walk, which is like Universal Studios. It's like essentially just a bunch of stores that lead to the entrance of Universal Studios, which is an amusement park here in Los Angeles. So my husband and I were like, what the heck do we do today? Like, we've done every hike. We've done so many beaches. Like, what do we do? So we were like, why don't we just walk around City Walk? It's like an outdoor mall. And they have all the like Universal Studios shops. So my kids could like go in and spend their allowance on like Minion stuffed animals, which they were very excited about. Like, and we got some ice cream and did all that. So there was a Sephora and my family was in a store buying like bath bombs. And I forget where they were. They were in some store. And I was like, hey, I said to Anthony, I was like, do you mind if you like handle this? And I'm just going to go walk into that Sephora for a minute. And it was like coming home, I have to say. Like, we haven't really gone into stores. I'm still very kind of apprehensive about shopping.
I will say
there were some stores that we went into that I was like, we have to get out of here. There are just too many people and people aren't like respect. Like, there was actual not a lot of boundaries. Other stores had like very clear, you know, like admittance and that sort of thing. But anyway, I went into Sephora.
Okay.
I don't know. It just felt so good. It felt so like good to be in a store, because all I've really been in is grocery stores this past year.
Yeah.
And then just like everyone was so like, you know, people were so friendly and it was like, oh, this is possible. Like, maybe we can do this. And then just endless products. I was like, oh.
Did you buy anything?
No, because I the VIB sale hadn't started and I'm VIB. Oh, okay. I'm not Rouge. I had to wait. And then I placed my VIB order online, but I did go sniff out some of the perfumes I was interested in to get a better sense. So I took, I sprayed some things on my, I didn't order the Armani perfume I had thought I was going to order because I didn't like the smell. So it was very, but it was just like, oh, it felt good to be in a Sephora. It just felt good. And I was only in there for 5 minutes. And then I was standing there literally like staring, basking in it. And I heard this like banging on the window and my entire family was staring at me, summoning me to come back out. Anyway, it felt good for those few minutes.
That's
awesome. I'm excited to browse again in a store.
I'm happy for you.
Well, let's take a little break.
Let's do it.
When we come back, we're going to talk about long distance relationships.
We sure are. All right, we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift. All while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
All right, we're back. And as promised, we have some advice about having a long distance marriage.
We got I'm sorry, Dory, I interrupted.
No, I was just going to say, which someone had asked us about a week or so ago. A couple weeks ago.
Their partner was starting residency and like in the Midwest, and they had to stay in the Southwest. And they were going to be separated for a while. We got so much listener feedback on this. This is something a lot of people have either dealt with or are currently dealing with.
Yeah, really there were more people than I was expecting who have been dealing with this.
Well, let's get into it. This is a very thorough message, but I thought it was really helpful. All right. This listener writes, a few years ago, I accepted a job in London. 6 weeks before I left, I met a guy. Long story short, he is now my husband. I always tell people, do you think I was looking for a relationship before moving across the ocean? The answer is definitely no, but we figured it out. Dated in person for 6 weeks, and then I got on the plane and we didn't see each other in person for 6 months. Then would see each other, go back to long distance, see each other again, rinse and repeat. I am now back in the States and we are no longer a long distance couple. But throughout our time of me being there and him here, we figured out a lot of ways to stay connected and would love to share the tips and tricks we figured out throughout our time. One, find a consistent time for each other. I understand the listener's husband is in residency, so finding a consistent time may not always be the easiest, but if possible, try and find a time that will always work. If you consistently are scheduling the next one, you will have large gaps in between your conversations. I love that suggestion. Mm-hmm. Write letters. I know it sounds old school, but having something physical in your hands is a total game changer. I still have all the letters from our time apart. Three, warning, this is super silly. At the end of the day, draw little pictures of what you did and send a picture of it to your partner. It's like charades, but over text and a way for you to connect. I told you it was silly, but it got us laughing a lot. Four, find others going through the same thing. Sounds good. Five, get a countdown app on your phone and set it for the next time you will see that person and only look at it once a week. When I first installed the app, I was looking at it all the time and was getting frustrated that no time was moving. But by waiting a week in between each look, it was always a nice surprise to see how much the countdown shifted. Six, send surprise gifts and don't tell the other person. Romantic. Okay, seven, take selfies, photos throughout the day and send it with your texting conversation. Words on a screen can only convey so much. Okay, eight, create a playlist together and listen to that playlist when you listen to your music. Oh. My husband and I have extremely different taste in music, but I would listen to the playlist on my commute and it made me feel so much closer to him just knowing we were listening to the same thing. Nine, be honest with each other. If you are hurting, tell each other. And 10, last one, I promise, don't stop living your own life. This was huge. This was a huge learning curve for my husband and I. We missed each other greatly and would sometimes feel guilty having a good time without the other. This is still your life and you need to live it fully each day, even through the pain of missing each other.
Hmm.
Great suggestions.
These are all really good suggestions.
You know, when I had a long distance relationship with my college boyfriend in the 90s, we were both studying abroad in very different countries. We would tape record ourselves and send each other cassettes.
Aww.
That's kind of cute, right?
That's really cute.
That was like the late 90s way of like taking videos of yourself on your iPhone, I guess.
Totally.
Have you been in a long distance relationship?
The longest distance relationship I've been in was Philadelphia to New York.
Okay.
Which was not really that long distance. There was someone else I dated when I lived in Philly who traveled a lot, but he mostly traveled like within Pennsylvania, but he was gone like most of the week, most of the time. But not for like months and months at a time. Like I think we saw each other. I feel like we usually saw each other once a week at least, like on the weekends.
I'm gearing up to do it again because my husband will be shooting a TV show across the country for like June and July. So I think a lot of people in many fields. I mean, I can only speak to the entertainment industry, but a lot of people do get into these situations where they are separated for a while from their spouses. So these are some good tips for me. I never sent him a letter.
Yeah, these are good tips for you, Kate. Hope you're taking notes.
I honestly am because I was like, oh yeah, I didn't. We were apart for like almost a year, and I didn't do any of these fun things.
I remember that.
I was just groveling about how hard it was. So,
but it was hard.
Like, it was hard.
It was hard.
It sucked.
Like, don't take that away from yourself. You know
Thank
what
you.
I mean?
I won't. You're right. It was freaking hard. I really hated it. But, you know, we figured it out.
You did. All right. Well, here's another text we got on this subject. This person writes, as a military spouse, this can be done. Keep in touch with him. He will be busy. So after he's had a week or two to adjust to his schedule, figure out a routine to stay in touch, such as emailing once a week or texting once you get home for the day. Some couples will read the same book or watch the same TV show while apart, so they have something to talk about. For you, use this time to watch all the TV and cook all the dishes he never wants when he's around. Some people pick up a hobby when their service member is deployed. Care packages are an option too. For some, they're fun to put together, and for some, it's just not their thing. And remember, it's all temporary.
Okay, I love the idea of having a shared creative activity.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Because there, sometimes your phone calls or your conversations are just so like kind of listing off the business that you need to get done together.
Mm-hmm.
Or like you're both having these very different experiences. So it can be hard to be like, guess what? Like Joe said today at work, and your partner's like, I don't know. I don't know this person.
Right.
So having like a show or a book to talk about is such a great idea to have something common that connects you while you're apart. I just love it.
You know, I also just want to point out that in this day and age, it is a lot easier to stay in touch with your long distance partner. You know, like I remember my dad traveled a lot when I was growing up, and like it was really expensive to call long distance internationally. There was no FaceTime, no texting photos. So like he was usually just like gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or like longer, you know, maybe he would call once or twice, but like, what was he going to spend $20 to have like a 5-minute conversation? You know what I mean? Like it was expensive. So
yeah.
I don't know. Just thought about that as we were reading these suggestions.
Yeah.
I also
just, you know, I'm glad a military, we had a few people in the military or married to someone in the military weigh in, and like they are separated from their spouses for very long chunks of time. And then there's the added crazy challenge that I can't fully imagine of like your spouse possibly being in danger, physical
totally.
Danger of their life. Like that is a
totally.
Lot. So I'm really appreciate that we heard from people dealing with that as well.
Yeah.
Same. All right. We've got one more VM.
Hi, Cat and Door. I'm calling in response to the listener who is wondering what she can do given that she and her husband are going to be separated during residency. I was long distance with my partner, now husband, for 8, maybe 9 years. And I just wanted to tell the listener, my advice would be to remain alert to the good in the situation. It totally sucks. I totally feel you, and I'm sorry. And there will be so many things that are hard. Hopefully there are one or two things that are really, really good, and it can help to cling to those. So maybe you get to go to yoga all the time now, or you're not being woken up by snoring, or you can take hot baths at night, or if you're friends more. There will be a couple good things, and it can help to really cling tight to those, even as you miss your partner and wish they could be there. When I was long distance with my partner, I would walk home after work. I would read in bed super late, go to bed anytime I wanted. There are some sweet freedoms about kind of doing your own thing, even as you wish it could be different. But sending love and knowing you'll get through it, and the best.
You know what else this made me think of? This listener, they did a long distance for 8 years. It's the way other people respond when you tell them you're in a long distance relationship. I feel like people are not inherently always supportive, or I imagine there's a lot of like commentary that is not always welcome.
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting point.
Just flagging that. I'm also going to flag that for myself so that I don't make comments of like, ooh, that must be hard. Ooh. You know how
is that how you say it?
That's how I say it in that voice. Yep, that's exactly what I sound like.
That's
everyone
what
has
I thought.
That to look forward to when we talk.
All right. Well, thank you everyone who weighed in on this. Your input was very much appreciated.
Indeed it was. You're the best.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take another short break and we will be back very soon.
It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just like seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I have some gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. We're back with a voicemail. Oh, yes, Kate, go ahead.
I was just going to say that this portion of the episode is really for you. It all relates to kind of your conundrum. And it's all from listeners not in the United States.
Yeah. We appreciate you, international listeners.
Yeah, we really do.
Okay.
Hi, Kate and Dory, calling from Canada, where our smugness is all gone and we are in a terrible third wave and many of us are not yet vaccinated. So we are living in a very different era than I hear about on the pod in a certain way. Like, there's no progress. We are locked down completely here in Toronto. But I have been thinking a lot about sweatsuits and sweats and all that. And in the before times, when I was a stay-at-home parent, I've been on mat leave in Canada. We have longer leaves and all that. I used to put on exercise clothes in the morning, and then I would, like, drop off my kid at preschool, have a few hours, maybe work out, maybe put on, maybe not, and keep those exercise clothes on. But now I just put the sweatsuit on first thing, because I know that the likelihood of me working out is low and the need for comfort is high. The other day, one of the parents, our daycare is still open, asked how many coordinated sweatsuits I have, and I said, that's not a question I can answer, because I do not even know the answer. To me, tie-dye and leopard have become basics, and I don't know that I can ever imagine going back to real clothes. Stay safe, you guys. Love you. Have a great day.
Look, I appreciate this perspective.
Yeah, and it was also really interesting. You know, you kind of get, or at least for me, like, focused on where, like, your bubble is, like, your mm-hmm. national bubble, because we're going to hear from a listener in Australia who's like, we're ahead of where you are. Like, it was so interesting getting these different messages, because yeah. Canada is different than the States, and even within America, things are different. But it was really interesting just thinking, like, oh, God, we're all individually in different journeys here. Totally. I do like, though, like, even though, you know, the sweatsuit may not be the most celebrated item of fashion, it's been redefined with cool prints. Like, leopard and tie-dye sweatsuit sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know what? I think I just have sweatsuit fatigue.
I'm in one right now.
Okay.
So I have not gotten that memo.
But you're wearing a sweater.
Well, it's
cold.
But
you're not in a full sweatsuit.
Well, here's the beneath is the shirt. This is the Outdoor Voices cloud pant and cloud shirt. It's like a very thin sweatsuit. It's very comfortable if you're still thinking about getting some more.
I think I need to put a moratorium on any athleisure purchases.
That's fair. All right. Well, we heard from another listener in Canada, and they wrote to us an email. They said, I heard you talking about needing new clothes in your latest mini app, number 193. In Canada, we're hitting the third wave and hard going into another lockdown, and vaccines are only available for 55 plus. It's been really tough. As someone who would usually be at the gym 3 times a week or more, the lockdowns have been tough, and I went from a size 10 to a size 16. After relying on leggings for almost 8 months, I finally decided enough was enough. I saved up about $600 and budgeted it out for a complete new capsule wardrobe. It took a lot of time to save up as my partner is out of work from the pandemic, but I'm incredibly fortunate to have kept my job throughout it. Buying some new clothes, 3 pairs of pants, 2 dresses, and about 9 new shirts on sale was the best thing I ever did. I have a new energy every day while getting ready and feel like a new person post-pandemic, even though we're not nearly over the pandemic here. I know it can be tough to save up, but even just buying one new dress or a new top on sale or secondhand can give you a renewed sense of self, because it's a way of taking care of yourself and being financially responsible. Mm. Love the pod and hope you both can treat yourselves to a new-to-you outfit sometime. I love this so much. I think, like, one, this listener mentions a change in their body, and I think, like, buying some new clothes to you anytime your body changes, weight gain, weight loss, postpartum, pregnancy, some sort of operation, I don't know, it's so empowering to dress yourselves in clothes that you feel good in.
Yeah, totally.
So, love this, listener.
Yeah, thank you for sharing this. Good reminder.
Very good reminder.
Okay, well, we got another voicemail on this topic.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Courtney calling from Melbourne, Australia. I paused the pod after Dory mentioned her debate about real clothes and needing new clothes. A totally different wardrobe. Because I think the way Australia has dealt with the pandemic means we're a few months into the future. So what you are open a little bit more and wearing real clothes. So I just wanted to share what really worked for me, which was a recommendation that I found on the Forever 35 Facebook group, which was to go through the curated closet by Anushka Reed. Lots of people on the Facebook group love that. So I bought that on Amazon. I've gone through it and realized, actually, my style has changed quite a bit because of the pandemic, I feel. I'm in a management position in education, and I found professionally I need to be a lot more approachable to deal with a lot of anxiety, a lot of kind of fallout from all the things that have happened. So now I need to dress in a different way, less professional, more approachable, and I found also the rest of the things I wear in my regular life are, like, more casual, but I still want to be put together. So I think it's totally natural that we come out of this a little bit changed and that our wardrobe ends up being a little bit changed. So highly recommend that curated closet book. There's a workbook as well that people rave about. Yeah, I'm really glad to see that the U.S. is starting to open up a little bit more with all your vaccines. And thanks again for getting us through the pandemic with your podcast. Thanks. Bye.
You know, I had not even thought about going through the curated closet, but this is such a good idea.
It's a great book.
It's so good. Did we have the author on the show, or did we just talk about the book?
We've just talked about it. I don't think we've had the author. I believe they sent us copies of the book.
Yes,
because I have it definitely, on my bookshelf.
Yeah, me too. I remember discussing it, but I couldn't remember if we had actually had her on. This is such a good idea. I think I need to do this.
Yeah, I think you do too.
Wow.
Do it and report. I mean, I know you are very busy, but if you have time, do it and report back.
Yeah. Wow. Listener, thank you for this suggestion. I think this will help me.
Well, maybe this can be a fun activity for the week.
Look, I love a fun activity.
I don't. I love a miserable activity personally.
On that note, my activity for the week is going to be go through the curated closet. I don't know about yours.
I don't know if I have one yet. I'll think about it.
Okay,
I'll do that
fine.
Too. I'm going to, you know what? I'm just going to locate the book because I think it actually would be
okay,
really
helpful. That'll
be
your activity for the week.
That's my activity. Yep.
I know where mine is. Mine's okay. Right there.
Well, you're way more organized than me. I don't know where mine is.
I don't know. It's books. I have like a good visual memory recall for. Okay. Anyway, listen, it's been a pleasure. Listeners, we'll talk to you again soon. Kate, I'll see you later.
You know what, Dory?
What?
I'll see you tomorrow. In real life.
No, I'll see you Friday.
I'll see you Friday in real life.
We're going to see each other in real life.
Dory, we're going everyone. Out to dinner.
I know.
Outside.
I'm so excited.
I am too. Yes. I haven't had a dinner out in 15 million years. Okay. Well, on that note.
Okay. Bye, everyone.